Welcome to the Elevating La Cultura podcast, a space where I talk with Latinas who are passionate about what they do and are willing to share that passion with others to change the narrative, especially for the next generation. Each season is centered around different topics, but all with a Latina perspective. Welcome to season 8, where we will talk all things corporate and higher education. I'm so excited to share these powerful stories. So vámonos, and let's get into it. Hey, we are wrapping up another amazing season of the Elevating La Cultura podcast, and we have officially passed 5,600 downloads. Thank you so much to all my listeners for your continued support through each season. I'm especially grateful to each guest that takes time out of their day to share their story and inspire others. The Elevating La Cultura brand has grown since the last season with a new mentorship program and even more in-person events. And I've already got a few things planned for 2024, so make sure you're part of the email list to know what's new every month. You can go to elevatinglacultura.com to get on the email list. It has been a great season with my guests sharing their experiences navigating higher education and corporate spaces. For many first-gen Latinas, we are navigating these spaces with no guide or blueprint for how to succeed, and it can be lonely, challenging, isolating, and even traumatic. With the interviews this season, I wanted to bring visibility to these stories to help others who are navigating the space or will be navigating the space to see that they're not alone, and that there are many offering help and support for those who need it. I'm especially thinking of Estrella from episode 92, who shares her personal story, which prompted her to create a great platform with a podcast and resources to specifically help people navigating the higher education space. And Aida from episode 93, who is finishing her 10-year academic journey to bring representation to the higher academic space. They have both created platforms that encourage people to keep going, even when it seems so hard. There are people who understand and can help guide you and support your journey. And even if you continue on after undergrad to pursue a master's degree, as you grow and develop as a person and learn new skills, pivots might happen along the way, which is totally okay. Many of us have heard that we need to keep our head down, keep working hard, and just be grateful for where we are. While gratitude is usually always in our hearts, we are realizing we have more opportunity and options that may be presented to us, and taking a detour is part of the process. Beatrice from episode 85 shared how she worked her way through her master's in social work positions to realize that she wanted to shift and move towards entrepreneurship. And now she's doing amazing things helping others in building their business. Erica from episode 87 also shares how she has embraced all of what life has thrown at her with purpose and a desire to incorporate her culture and her artistic side to all that she does. I also appreciated how she spoke vulnerably about how she has navigated all of it with ADHD. And in episode 89, Elizabeth shares how she is entering her do-nothing era, and rather than hustling and working extra hard in her corporate job like she did when she started, she is simply focusing on her own mental health, protecting her time, and being intentional about enjoying life in order not to get burned out. Burnout is a real thing that many times we are led to by the guilt of feeling that you're not doing enough, or guilt for being tired or wanting rest. But in 2023, we should collectively be doing all that we can to set boundaries and avoid burnout. Even when we plan for all the things to turn out the way we want them to, sometimes we are thrown a curveball and forced to reassess and pivot. Viviana from episode 90 shared transparently about when she was laid off and how she navigated that. She also gave tangible advice to prepare as much as you can for when something like this happens. Sometimes there isn't much you can do, but remember, it isn't your fault, and to expect the unexpected, because the corporate spaces are hard. And when things don't go as planned, as Samantha from episode 91 shares about her time abroad, you can always take a lesson from each experience and help others prepare for similar experiences. Life is full of lessons, but I appreciate how Samantha has kept a positive spirit through it all. She has taken each obstacle with a learning mindset and has in turn now decided to help others through her continued studies and her Hood Girls Travel To podcast and brands. And even when things do go as planned, you might find yourself wanting to pursue a different outlet or career. Lauren, from episode 88, shared how she was able to take her experiences as a lawyer to inspire her writing young adult novels while also bringing representation to her characters, which is something that is exciting for my daughter to experience and has considered Lauren's book, Suddenly a Murder, to be one of her favorites. And we can all agree that as first or second gen Latinas, we are doing a lot of navigating, healing, and changing conditioned mindset patterns, which is a lot of work. But I can guarantee you that it is worth it for our own healing and for future generations. We are in an ever-changing society with new technologies and opportunities. I mean, there are jobs now that weren't created when we were kids. Giovanna from episode 86 is an example of how instead of fearing the changing technologies like AI, we can learn from it and also advocate for our communities to be considered when creating new things. She is truly doing great work in her industry and for Latinas in tech. As I work and grow to share my own message of creating generational change, I've met amazing people this year, including Carmen Rosas from episode 95, who is purposeful in sharing her own vulnerable story in order to help other women take ownership of their own life and set themselves up securely to create generational wealth. I appreciate her sharing her experiences through law school and how she stayed true to who she was as a Latina rather than assimilating. And it was so special to end the season with one of my best friends, Deborah from episode 96. I've seen her excel as an ER nurse, pursue her double master's, which was intense, and also have been able to cheer her on through all her accomplishments and each career move. She is truly an inspiration to me and my family. I specifically had her in mind when I created the season about higher education and corporate Latina baddies. It's amazing how even though her and I have different careers and networks, we can cheer each other on and even bring our networks together to leverage opportunities for our communities. As I close out another season, I'm forever thankful you joined me in listening. I'll be coming back this spring with season 9. In the meantime, stay connected with me on Instagram and stay tuned for our Comadre Brunch calendar. I'm planning more workshops, more mentorships, more collaborative events in the new year, and can't wait to announce all the things I'm planning for us. This was a fun season where I learned and was inspired by all my guests. Okay, amigos, thank you so much for listening. After you listen, feel free to take a screenshot, post on Instagram, and tag at Elevating La Cultura, or send me a DM. You can also comment on our YouTube video if you're watching online. I always like to hear from people and how they resonate with the stories that I share. So leave a review on Apple Podcasts so we can get more ears listening to these stories and we can continue elevating la cultura. Enjoy the rest of the day, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening. Y nos vemos pronto. Happy New Year. Enjoy the holidays and I'll see you in the new year. Bye.